Now, would you believe, on the line, I have somebody who I absolutely love chatting to. It's the one and only Mr. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hi, you're too kind, Michael. Thank you very much.
No, I have to say, I think I'm like the majority of adult men in this country. We're like little children when it comes to astronomy. We're absolutely fascinated by it. And we just love hearing about it because it's something you can never know everything about. It's endless.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got the whole universe. My main role is looking after the magazine for Astronomy Ireland, and it's almost criminal some of the stories that we have to let fall by the wayside. There's so much happening on the discovery of the universe, and so much happening in Irish skies. Big aurora last night, chance of it again, massive big star party coming up at the end of September, and a total eclipse of the moon on Sunday that we will catch the end of. But now we're going to talk today about the big public lecture we have next Monday.
Yeah, tell us about the public lecture on Monday.
Well, every month we invite an expert in their field to talk about something of their interest. It can be to space exploration, it can be to do with the Big Bang, and we've got Danielle Wilcox who's going to talk about what she does down in Cork at the Blackrock Castle Observatory, where she tries to discover or work on black holes and exoplanets. Now, exoplanets are planets going around other stars other than the Sun, and we found there, I think it's around 5,000 of them to date, although we think there are probably more planets in the universe and there are stars. So we're talking roughly a trillion. So she won't be short of work in an area like that.
Indeed. And, with, you know, how do I express this? You know, you say exoplanets and, you know, other stars and things like this. But I'm always fascinated by a black hole. I can't get my head around a black hole. Is, you know, it sucks in everything. Anything that's any way close to it gets sucked in.
Yeah, black holes are fascinating.
But where does it go?
And they capture the human imagination because they're probably the most exotic things in the universe. And I'd say we have these monthly talks, 12 a year, and at least one or two involve black holes, it must be said. And there's always a story in the magazine about black holes every month. And, you know, to give newcomers an idea, they're called black holes because nothing, not even light, the fastest thing in the universe, could escape from their surface. The gravity is that strong. That said, turns out black holes are some of the brightest objects in the universe because as they suck things in, they go screaming down the sinkhole, rubbing off each other, causing friction that makes them not only glow white hot, but even hotter than that. So there's a lot to study as things go down into black holes. That can tell us more about, does the theory match the actual observation? And what happens when matter is crushed out of existence in the center of a black hole? We don't know for sure, but it's a hot topic of research, and Danielle's going to explain some of that and how she's contributing to that from Ireland.
Yeah, and, you know, the if you think of it this way, you know, when we talk about the Big Bang, you know, what was there before the Big Bang? So the Big Bang happens and suddenly things start to appear. And then on the opposite end of the thing is that things go into a black hole and they're gone.
Yeah, the easy questions of a Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Where did the universe come from and what was there before? We don't know for sure. There's a chance that the universe existed forever. I've heard other theories that say that time itself was created during the instant of the Big Bang. Mm-hmm. So what we can certainly do is look at what happens soon after the Big Bang. And remember when I was a kid growing up, we were speculating on what happened in the first 3 minutes. We thought we understood everything about matter going back. Now we know it's 14 billion years. Back then, we were somewhere between 10 and 20 billion years. We've refined that a bit. And we're just worried about the first 3 minutes. Now we're down to about a trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second. we're pretty sure we understand the laws of nature that far back. Before that, it gets a bit tricky. We're into things like string theory, which are great theories but haven't yet been proven to actually be the way that things are. And there are scientists working around the world. This is Nobel Prize territory if you can figure all that out. And you know, we have multiverses. Are there infinite numbers of universes where every possible eventuality of every subatomic particle happens trillions of trillions of times per second? So there's no limit to sort of copying and pasting the entire universe in the theory of nature, physics, and how the universe works. And so it allows these crazy things like quantum mechanics, which, you know, controls the smartphones a lot of people are probably listening on, all of our electronics. So it's a multi-trillion dollar industry that science is based on. So it's pretty robust science, and it just gets fascinating and mind-boggling, and that's what we're hoping Monday's lecture is going to be like as well.
And then we had, was it last week or the week before, we had from Galway, from the UCC. They're involved with finding a new planet, and this planet is actually only developing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very young planet, only 5 million years old. That's 1,000th the age of the Earth that we're standing or sitting on. So it's very interesting to find these disks of material going around stars, which is what the group in Galway were looking for, and then see that some of that dust is actually coalescing into a planet like we think happened in our solar system and all of the star systems around the universe that we're pretty sure most stars probably have planets. So Dr. Christian Gazinski in Galway, we actually heard about his story back in June and wrote a big article about it in the July issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine, so we had the scoop weeks before the mainstream media. They've now got an even better picture. Their work has been published in a learned journal, so it sort of hit the mainstream headlines. But, you know, get Astronomy Island magazine, find out about everything in the universe before everybody else.
Indeed. And you were going to tell me about, and it's one of my other favourite topics, food. You're going to have a barbecue?
Yeah, it's the biggest annual star party in Ireland. This is the electric picnic for stargazers. So anyone in the island who's interested in astronomy, you certainly don't have to be a member of Astronomy Ireland, can come along on Saturday the 20th of September. That's only three Saturdays away, so book your tickets now. We set up in the Wicklow Mountains, where the skies are extremely dark, gather dozens of the biggest telescopes in Ireland, at least 1,000 times more powerful than your eye, under an extremely dark sky, and show people the wonders of the universe. We've also got a professionally catered barbecue. We take over the GA grounds in Roundwood, County Wicklow. So we have a 1,000-seater auditorium for quick half-hour talks. Actually, exoplanets will be one of the subjects. The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence in the USA are zooming in to give a talk on that. I'll talk about the universe. Lots of trade stands as well, rocket launches. But looking through those telescopes is amazing. And you'll see this year in particular the planet Saturn, visible to naked eye, transformed by the telescopes into that huge globe with the rings, and they're almost edge on this year. They only do that every 15 years. So this is definitely one starbecue to get to. All you do is come along, enjoy the food, enjoy the views. We'll do everything else. Big fundraiser for Astronomy Ireland. Please tell all your friends and family to come along, and astronomy.ie is the website to book your tickets. There's even a movie made of the previous starbecue that you can watch if you're not sure what it's going to be like exactly.
Absolutely brilliant stuff. Now, if I want to find out more about the lecture on Monday night, and I maybe want to go to listen to the lecture on Monday night, how do I go about doing that?
Yeah, it's online, so anyone in the country, technically the world, can look in. So you go to the website again, astronomy.ie. That's the only thing you have to remember. Find details, magazine, lectures, and everything else there. The other thing you'll find, free of charge, is our social media links at the bottom, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, etc. And we post every evening, just around the time the sun what to see that night, including every day of the year, including Christmas Day. Is there going to be an aurora or not? And last night we said there was, and I saw it. So did lots of other people. We'll be getting to send their pictures to the magazine. So if you can afford a euro a week, join Astronomy Ireland. You'll get the magazine posted to you every month. You'll instantly get details sent to you when you sign up of what's in the sky. There's a big eclipse of the moon coming up on Sunday from Ireland. And tell all your friends and family. We're a popular level group, the world's most popular astronomy society, and we're always looking for beginners to join. There are even classes starting in October for beginners as well. So there's so much happening. At least follow the social media. Join the society if you can. There's thousands of us all around the country, and we're looking for more. So astronomy.ie.
Indeed, and you know, who isn't fond of science fiction and so forth? And there's just so much you can learn and get to understand about all these science fiction movies, what they're actually trying to tell you, by actually looking at the real thing and listening to the podcasts and so forth of what that you have, and the lectures that give you the reality of what's out there. And it's even stranger than what's on the movies and so forth.
Yeah, of course, I'm going to be biased a bit, but I do try to stand back and think of it objectively, and I can't help thinking, surely astronomy is the best hobby in the universe. I mean, it covers the study of everything. There's so much being discovered. I mentioned earlier how we went from an age of the Big Bang, the universe, from 10 to 20 billion years, down to 13.8 is the exact figure now. Things are always happening. I've been fascinated a lifelong, and I can't see that ever stopping. So, you know, join in. We have the world's most popular astronomy society, Astronomy Ireland. It wants you to join, but what's holding you back?
Well, I have to say, I agree with you, except for golf. But leaving that aside, we all have our own.
Well, you see, golf is about mechanics and air friction and drag and things like that. So it's covered by physics, which, of course, is part of astronomy too.
Exactly.
So golf really is an astronomical pursuit, if you think about it.
Chasing a small ball around a field. That's
in a gravitational field of the Earth, don't forget. You wouldn't have much fun playing golf if there was no gravity.
That's quite true. What would it like be playing golf on the moon?
Yeah, it's been done.
Has it? Has it?
Well, one of the Apollo astronauts did actually hit a golf ball on the moon. Keen golfer, I suppose he had to do that.
Yeah, and has it landed yet?
Well, there is gravity on the moon, so yes, it definitely did land. He wouldn't have hit it hard enough for it to escape the moon's gravity.
Indeed. Difficult to really get the power in it when you're wearing one of those big suits.
Absolutely, but that won't stop them trying.
Exactly.
You can look forward to, you know, people going back to the moon in about 2 years, we expect. They're building the spacecraft for it now. The crew's been picked, so we're all set. And, you know, ultimately we're looking at moon bases. Is that going to be a stepping stone to Mars? Will people go direct to Mars? Any young people listening in, this is all going to happen in their lifetime. Some of them may end up living on Mars if the world's richest men have their way.
And am I right in saying that we have our own Irish astronaut ready to go in 2030 or 2032 or something?
Yes, Dr. Nora Patton has long been trying to get into space, haven't we all? I've applied a few times, but she's a real researcher and is now on the ticket for the European Space Agency. And we sort of guarantees a replacement. We've had other stories before. Some people have paid for tickets on these short hop rides that Richard Branson and Mr. Amazon Jeff Bezos are selling tickets for, but none of them have gone up yet. And we had a story, we talk about this in Astronomy Island magazine all the time. There was a lady from Cork who was on a private mission to go to space, and unfortunately got cancelled. She made the late show, but never made it into space. So we're hoping Dr. Nora Patton, with the ESA behind her, we don't think that'll get cancelled. She could become, you know, the first Irish person born in Ireland to go into space. But we have had a few Irish-American astronauts who've got an Irish passport after they went to space. And Neil Armstrong himself, when I interviewed him in 2003, told me he was a proud Irish man. His family came from County Fermanagh just over 150 years ago, one of the many that emigrated after the famine, and he was proud to be Irish, having done his, recently he told me, done his genealogy. So we can claim the first person on the moon was Irish.
Yes, and of course in astronomical terms, 150 years is nothing.
No, nothing at all. And, you know, there are, what, 70, 80 million people in North America that claim Irish ancestry. Well, Neil Armstrong, unfortunately, passed in 2012, but he was one of them. But then there are so many of them. I mean, who knew Tom Cruise was Irish as well?
Yeah, I think we'll leave it at that one. David, thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us.
My pleasure. Enjoy the eclipse. Hopefully see you at the Starbucks and zoom in to that lecture on Monday, allonastronomy.ie.
Take care. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. The one and only Mr. David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland. I have to say, I just love chatting to that gentleman. A great font of knowledge about all things astronomy.